This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, noon hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away from right now. Bill Bender going to join us in 20 minutes from Sporting News. We're going to talk some college football with Bill as it is right around. We got this weekend, right?
Yes.
And that's it. Then you got week zero games.
Yeah, man.
And then everybody plays the weekend after that on Labor Day weekend.
Corky Kell's going on now.
That's right.
Yeah, man. So we got a lot of high school. Oh, so my favorite show is coming up, high school scoreboard show with my main man, Sam Crenshaw. And then it's coming up this, maybe next week. But, I mean, it's coming too. So, yeah, ball is here. Ball is ball. Andy. I saw this a couple of days ago, and I was like, I don't remember hearing about this. That's why Bowden tells us about this. Did you see that they said a meteorite hit in Georgia?
No.
Yeah. It was like they, did you see that, Bo?
Yeah, it was a few weeks ago.
A few weeks ago, yeah. I said a meteorite hit, like, really?
I'm surprised that the back page hasn't covered it. Normally
– I think I did mention it.
Oh, did you?
You did?
Well, there was a meteor shower.
I'm surprised me and Randy aren't good listeners.
There was a piece of meteor taken on video – and there are claims that a little bitty piece of meteor rock did touch down or hit somebody's house.
Yeah. They said that it's about 20 million years older than Earth itself.
Oh, the rock?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just like, what the hell? I mean, is this, what was the one where it hit? Was it Final Destination? Not, what was it? Independence Day?
No, oh, Armageddon. Armageddon was coming.
Armageddon. No, we're talking about the piece that landed was about that big, about as big as like a marble.
Okay.
Most meteorites.
This time.
So what you're seeing in a meteor shower, which they happen all the time. There's actually one going on like the last couple of days. You just have to be in an area with no light pollution, and we do not have that around here unless you drive out to the country.
You got to drive up to the mountains.
But what meteor showers are is the meteorite burning up in our atmosphere. Oh, okay. Sometimes little pieces make it through, and that's what, you know.
Okay, but like Ed said, now, this time. Because you remember the one that hit New York City when Eddie Griffin got killed, him and his dog. And
that's true.
Boated over him now. That ain't coming, right, Bo?
No.
Okay.
There is one, if you really want to get nerdy, there is one. There is an object coming from outside of our solar system that's going to be as close as it's going to be to the sun in November that there is one Harvard scientist saying may be an extraterrestrial.
Oh.
One guy.
All right.
I mean, most likely a comet. But it doesn't have, like, funky comet trails. It's 7 miles long. This one's huge. Not going to come anywhere near hitting the Earth, but it's just coming into our solar system from outside of our solar system, which doesn't happen very often.
Right, and there's a guy saying that it might be aliens.
Old boy who named the damn thing Dottie. He was out there chilling in his robe and his drawers with a big-ass telescope.
Exactly. It always starts with one guy.
Yeah.
And then maybe, who knows, everyone calls him crazy, and then... You know, we're colonized, and, you know.
And then, like,
we're working as.
It'd take one crazy person.
Yeah.
Because they ain't never wrong. They're crazy as hell.
Just pay attention to him is all I'm saying.
Sometimes listen to
Don't
crazy
totally
Bo.
Discount.
Yeah, just, Look, yeah, just. I'm following it.
Let us know what he says.
Thank you, Bo. You make sure you keep track of this, all right? So I know, and we need to get down in that bunker.
Speaking of bunkers. So if it starts to slow, that's when, okay,
right. Brakes.
Maybe red alert.
Because meteors don't have
meteors
brakes.
Don't slow down or stop.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
They just keep going the same old speed.
Right.
Unless they hit something.
Let me know if I got to get down that cellar. I ain't got one, but I can build one real quick. I ain't got one, but all right, we'll get to digging today. I will get to digging today.
That's what you'd do if they were coming?
What?
If that's what the report was, like, all right.
Underground?
ET or, like, yeah, they're coming. They're coming. They're coming to get us. They're coming to the planet.
How much time I got?
Now, you're just assuming that they're going to be hostile, too, which you never know.
You never know.
What the hell are you talking about?
They could be friendly. They could
be friendly. Why are they going to come be friendly with us?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to be like old girl on
they're
the roof.
They're going to be friendly or they're coming here to drain us of all our resources.
Right. Like,
yeah, you're going to be like,
if they're mean, there's nothing you can do. If they're friendly, you're
good. Y'all going to be like them fools on that damn rooftop. Welcome.
No,
Randy ain't going to be up there.
I'm not going to do either. I'm not going to hide or be on the rooftop.
You're not
going to
hide?
Who am I hiding from?
Them.
You think they're not going to be able to find me?
Not me.
You don't think they have some sort of sonar thing?
Man, please.
Oh, Randy dug a hole.
I live on
Now the aliens who flew here from a different galaxy can't find him.
I live on the most boring street in America. ain't coming over there. Ain't no action over there. We get a deer run through every now and then.
You know what we had?
What?
You know what we had last night? A coyote the size of a German Shepherd.
Get down.
Not in our yard, but a lady on the road over, because you know how it is now. Everybody talks all the time on whatever it is, neighborhood app or whatever it's called. Next door, I think. And she had it on her Ring camera and sent it to Ashley. And she was like, just be careful if you're letting Boone out. I was like, yeah, that's a big-ass coyote, man.
I think Boone would take a coyote.
I think he would, but
he'll leave lumped up.
Yeah, right. He'd have some scars. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he'll leave lumped up.
I know, that's a big coyote, though, man. German Shepherd size?
Damn.
And usually coyotes don't roll solo either.
No, they don't. They bring their boys.
Yeah, they usually have some people with them.
Yeah,
so
make sure y'all don't get.
Is it coyote mating season? Because sometimes when they do that, they kind of migrate through Smyrna.
Oh?
It's a good place for coyotes. It's a sexy coyote location.
Is that a sexy coyote town?
They love
Smyrna.
They love doing it in Smyrna backyards.
Late January through early March is coyote mating season.
Oh, so it's not that right now. Maybe some late bloomers.
Maybe they're getting ready.
Or maybe they're just trying to find cats.
Yeah. They're just confused. Or trying to find
small
cats.
Dogs. Yeah. Maybe they heard about the baby raccoons that were in our tree. All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle. NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. We'll start Falcons and then get to some of the other big stories. Here's Michael Penix talking about joint practice.
A lot. That's what I'm saying. It's good work. They brought good work. A lot. And like I said, to be able to see another defense, you know, other than our own. And, you know, I feel like we've been game planning our defense for a while. It was good to be able to go against somebody else and, you know, see different things that could pop up, you know, when it comes game week, you know, week one or, you know, whenever down the road, and just seeing different looks, different pressure looks, coverages that, you know, will work better with certain route concepts that we have. And it was good. And I feel like we put a lot into it, and we definitely took it serious.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good whenever you get an opportunity. And like a lot of times, and I mean, it's the thing now. I mean, a lot of teams didn't do it, but it's most of the time it's when you have when you're having an opponent in the preseason or whatever, you want to go ahead and get some work in, then obviously go ahead and play the game. But yeah, whenever you can get opportunity, because you're at a point now in camp where hell, your teammate knows what you're going to do. They know your damn calls and everything and those things. I mean, how many times can you work on the same release against A.J. Terrell and Drake, the first one-on-ones all time? That's why I told you, I despise one-on-one. One-on-one versus Ross versus whatever. I just despise it. But at the same time, you want to go against somebody else.
You want to do that.
Yes.
And they did that. It's also nice when you look good.
Yes.
And they did do that, too.
They did well.
Because they've had joint practice every year that we've been doing it.
Yeah.
And a lot of years, the reports
bludgeon.
And we got to like find the positive.
Yes.
You know, it's like, well, you know, Jalen Ramsey does that to everybody.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Tyreek Hill's really fast.
Yes.
So he's going to kind of get the best of you.
And he's very fast.
You know, but this week it was like, oh, the Falcons looked really good.
Yeah.
Michael Penix was throwing it all over. Sounded like things went well. And they're better than the Titans, and they looked like it.
A beautiful deep ball. That was the one thing
really
I
does.
Did get to see.
It's a very pretty
spiral. And our time at practice, it seemed like it was at least two of them before we had to go.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was just beautiful, perfect, perfect throws.
Yeah. It's fun to see him throw it deep. Anyway, they look good, and that's
That's great, thing, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's all like the most important thing is that they did it.
Yes.
The next most important thing after that is that they looked better than the team they were doing it against.
And nobody got hurt.
Yes. The third most important thing is nobody got hurt. Yeah. And now it's behind you and great. So now you got some time to get ready for the season. Obviously, there's a preseason game tomorrow night as well, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. They're playing the Titans, obviously, who they just got done practicing against. And as much as we talk about it's frustrating starters on offense aren't going to play, a lot of the young guys on defense that played last week are going to play again, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see some more from some of those guys. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. And some of these guys that are trying to make the back end of the roster, either at wide receiver or special teams, are going to play too. So very important for those guys to get out there. They ranked the NFL teams in terms of value. Again, they do this every single year.
Yeah.
Cowboys are always on top. They're worth almost $13 billion now, which that's quite a bit.
Yes.
The Falcons are the 13th. Yeah. Most valuable NFL team at just over $7
billion. Yeah, man. And I think me and Abe were talking about it because I think the Rams like jumped like 29%.
Yep.
You know, and so you look at having the SoFi Stadium and they're good and all the other stuff that generates revenue for them, I wouldn't be surprised they overtake the Cowboys soon.
Just being in the NFL this year, like just owning a team in the NFL was good for at least 12%.
Yes.
If you owned a team last year and you still own them this year,
your
team is worth 12% more.
Yes.
That's the lowest one. That was the Carolina Panthers. Yes. They're the only ones.
Yes.
Everybody else was somewhere between 17 and as high as 34% in the case of the Rams.
Yes.
So
unbelievable.
Good investment.
Hell yeah, it is.
That's my Roth IRA building up. Compound interest, Randy.
Compound, baby.
It's compound interest.
It'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
It'll get there.
I'll be 60. But
man, hey, that's all right. Most of these dudes don't own a team to that age, too.
I'll probably own a team then. Shedeur Sanders missed most of practice after suffering an oblique injury during an early throw.
Yeah, man. I just hate it for him because I wanted to see him, see if he could bounce back. And not bounce back, but build off of what he did. But those obliques are tricky. Don't look like he's going to play this weekend. They don't know if it's a possibility that Snoop starts.
That was going to be my question, is like, what's wrong with the Browns?
I don't know.
These guys aren't even getting hit.
They're not getting hit. They're getting hurt.
Why are they hurt?
Yeah, man. The oldest guy.
They got five quarterbacks.
The oldest, most brittle guy is the one they hurt.
Yeah, and he's not playing because he's 40.
Oh, hell no, he ain't playing.
And then the other three guys that are rookies or close are all hurt just from playing catch.
Yeah.
What's going on in Cleveland?
Man. Something in the water.
Cursed.
Yeah.
Bears say they're going to play all their guys in the second preseason game.
Thank you.
Including Caleb Williams.
Thank you. Thank you. So, oh, my God, why are they not playing? Yes, he needs to get out there, get him some reps. Also, they didn't play the starting line last week, so why would he have played anyways? Well, and I think they were talking about Tua. No, I know it was bad, but that's Miami Dolphins' first offensive line. It's pretty bad. It looks like a second team offensive line, but it is a first team offensive line. But yeah, get as much work as you can for the young guy, man. He's in a new system. You want to see him go out there and be able to operate what Ben Johnson wants to do. Now, they're not going to show a lot.
It'd be nice if, though, don't show a lot, but like if he could go like 7 of 8 and throw a touchdown or something.
People love
just because it feels like the preseason training camp narrative surrounding him has been pretty negative so far. Like,
And
people are convinced that he's lost or something.
That always goes back to who do you, and I say this all the time, when you're not there with your own eyes, who do you judge? Or no, I'm saying
who are you trusting?
I don't even want to say it like that, Andy. Mm. Who sounds like it's factual or meaning or is like personal? Like a lot of the beat writers and stuff that I was reading from about what's going on in Cleveland, I haven't seen personal.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, we're tired of talking about this guy. So, he missed the throw today. You know what I mean? Like, I trust Joe Patrick, what he says. I trust Garrett and those guys because they work here and I know them. And I know there's not and motive or anything behind any of their reporting outside of Joe, who sometimes gets in his feelings. But that's still
now,
my man.
Joe just
– that's my man.
He's biased against other reporters.
Yeah.
He's not biased against the players.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, that when you look at what's going on up there, I think the funny thing, and I saw this question in the rundown, it's like, is it a make or break? Like, they just played 17 damn games. How's it a make or break already?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. How's the number one pick?
How's it a make or break? But still, that's when we mentioned the other day, like C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels are messing up for everybody.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, let these dudes develop a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not make or break.
Like, and he didn't help himself with some of his GQ comments.
There's some off the field stuff.
Like, nobody taught me how to watch film.
And the stuff coming out from his dad, from the book and all that.
So, yeah, so he didn't help himself. But yet at the same time, like, damn, he only been in the league for 17 games.
Right. These franchises do turn on quarterbacks quick, though.
Especially,
you know what I mean?
Especially when you got a guy like Ben Johnson who didn't draft him.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a different head coach. But, I mean, I don't know. I hate the stuff of, like, it almost feels like people want it to not work out.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
It's
like, let's just, I don't know. Has he had a bad camp?
I don't know. Remember when A-Man had questioned, which was the question there, is Michael Penix having a good camp?
Yeah. He's healthy.
He's making plays.
Seems fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I fought some guys yesterday. Everybody loved that.
Yeah.
Like, seems like he's having a pretty good camp.
My quarterback.
I never know. We'll know when the season starts.
Yeah.
But that's not fun. No one wants to say that. You got to have a hot take today.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams is a bust. So is Caleb Johnson. No, Caleb Johnson's a hero. We'll come back. Bill Bender's going to join us. We'll talk some college football with him from Sporting News after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With me, bounce with me.
About 15 minutes away from the back page with Bo here on a Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. What?
No, every time I hear a Ja Rule song, I just think about how my family always, they prank me all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did the TikTok thing, if you want to go to a Ja Rule concert.
Yeah.
Which sucks. Like, if your concert's reaction is a TikTok challenge.
Yes.
That's just a real indicator of kind of where you're at.
Yeah, man.
Thanks a lot, 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Bill Bender joins us right now. I don't know what his feelings are on Ja Rule or otherwise. We're probably just going to talk to him about college football. From the Sporting News, Bill, how are you?
What's up, Coach?
Hey, I'm doing well. I was dancing a little bit to that play-in, so it still got it a little bit for us 90s kids. It was nice.
Hey, there, Coach. Hey, Bill, how did Baby Girls team do this year?
Hey, we did all right, man. We're getting ready to get into fall season. You know, I got a son that's a freshman. He's going to play basketball. I got a daughter that's getting into volleyball season. So it's, as you guys know, it never ends. It's a lot of fun. And you know, with college football after the AP poll, I'm pretty much in season mode now.
Yeah, I mean, that one of the many signs we always talk about. We're sitting there at SEC Media Days like this. I mean, we're here now. We're talking about football. We talk about football every day anyway, but now we're going to talk about practice at least and get new audio bites from guys, and sometimes we'll have polls. What did you think about the AP poll, Texas being number one and on down from there?
I think Georgia's probably the least talked about SEC champion I can ever remember. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll lead off with that. I've probably spent the least time talking about them among – you know, Texas with Arch or Ohio State, this Ohio State-Penn State thing where I would have Ohio State over Penn State, but I'm a guy that's like, I need to see Penn State beat Ohio State. They might be better on paper, but they haven't beat Ohio State since 2016. So you got to go out on the field and do it. And then, you know, the Clemson-Notre Dame, I don't know about you guys. I think the cutoff point for true national championship contenders, in my opinion, is probably that, are you going to put LSU in or not? And we'll find out when they play Clemson in week one.
Bill, why is it, we talk about it a lot, and excuse me, why is it that Georgia has been talked about so little?
I think it's a combination of a few things. You know, new quarterback, some uncertainty around Gunnar Stockton, even though I thought he played reasonably well in the bowl game. Maybe they don't have, like I was thinking about it, they've got guys on the All-American team, like Bolden and some others. You have Brazier at running back, but there's not that like name that we can latch on to. Mm-hmm. But I'm guessing, and I don't have any source on this, but I'm guessing Kirby's using all of that behind closed doors to tell them that nobody believes in Georgia this year and how could we ever do it? Their schedule is a little easier this year too. That'll help.
Is that you went how far down you, we did this a little bit earlier in the show, actually. It's funny that you bring it up. How far down you go in the preseason rankings for teams that you can make a national championship argument for? You said, I mean, obviously Texas, Penn State, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia, Notre Dame, Oregon. Like how far down the list can you go?
I stop at LSU.
Okay.
I think that's where I would stop. Like I'm putting LSU in there.
Sure.
Because if they win in week one, we're gonna be like, wow, you know, Brian Kelly's got it figured out. You know, I'll put Notre Dame, Clemson, Oregon in there. And then after that, I don't think anybody's really capable. Notre Dame's really interesting because they got a quarterback battle with Minshew and Carr, and I think Marcus has got that rolling. Like, they're not going to get worse. They're going to get better each year. And, you know, you got to figure out that quarterback position. And the hard part for them is the first 2 weeks or first 3 weeks. You know, they got a bye. You're playing Miami. You're playing A&M. They're two toughest games of their first two games.
But what do you think about Bama? Because we were just talking before we got you on. There was a list coming out of top coaches, and Kalen DeBoer was 7. I was talking to Buck. I was like, "It's because we know that you know Alabama's definitely a top 10 job, but is he a top 10 coach?"
Well, I think the pressure's on this year. You know, you can't play on the road. You know what they took for granted at Alabama was what happened last year is how. For years, Nick Saban dominated on the road too, right? He didn't lose that Vanderbilt game. He wouldn't, you know, he dominated Tennessee with the exception of that last one on the road. He, you know, Oklahoma was a dud that kept them out of the playoff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for Alabama, I think it starts with playing better on the road. And what a game in week one against Florida State. You want to talk about a fan base that is going to be miserable. Wait and see who loses that Alabama-Florida State game because they are going to want that coach. You know what I'm going to write on Monday?
It's true.
Who just fill in blank on hot seat after losing that game.
Right.
No, that's a great point because, and I mean, Norvell got the big raise.
Yes.
When the Alabama job was open, too, so there's kind of that tie in there. Yeah, that's a great point. Bill Bender joining us here from Sporting News, talking some college football as we look ahead to the games just a couple of weeks away. Ryan Day had a really interesting year last year, obviously winning the national championship, but also losing to Michigan and all the angst surrounding that. So when I ask you, who is this year's Ryan Day? I mean, who wins enough to keep the Wolves away that maybe right now needs to?
I think Brent Venables. I do. But it really hinges on, it's funny, it hinges on the Michigan game in week two. If they lose to Michigan at home, and then it just spirals out of control in the SEC, it could get very bad for Venables. But, you know, I know that there was news with John Mateer this week, and I don't know if we have enough time to get into Venmo, how we label our Venmo transactions. But, he could do better at that at least. Yeah. But he's really talented, and Jaden Knott's really talented. And I think if that offense gets going, they could be that team. The other one that popped in my head as you said it, I don't know if I can go all the way in on it, is Hugh Freeze and Auburn. I do think they're going to be a little bit better.
What about who's going to be your Indiana this year? We're trying to figure out a team that, you know, is off the radar that can come in and make some noise like they did last year.
Well, I can't say Illinois, right? Illinois is ranked too high.
Right, right.
But I do think they're that team in the Big Ten that could do that. You know, Warren, my editor, I can't take credit for what my editor says, Elliot Ponnell, he likes Washington. You know, think about Washington.
Oh, and I like Elliot.
Oh, God, he just made
it. I like
name.
Elliot. I'm a UW grad.
Well, I'm not catering to the crowd here, but, DeMont played pretty well at the end of last year. They got a favorable schedule. They do play, one of the things you'll learn that we always do with Big Ten schedule, we always look at who has to play Ohio State and Michigan every year. And they do that, but they get the Buckeyes at home. And, I think Jed Fish is proven track record with quarterbacks. They could be interesting as a team that could slide into that second tier that's definitely off the radar.
They're definitely off the radar.
I mean, he got his UW shirt on.
I got
now.
My shirt on right now. And even I am having a hard time making that kind of argument, but I love it. I love that somebody else is. You know who mine was? And I'll just run this by you because you're our college football expert. Utah. I just think Kyle Whittingham is too good of a coach, and they got that fun transfer quarterback, and they got a great offensive line. Like, it also kind of feels like Whittingham is near the end of his tenure, so maybe it's kind of a go-out-on-top kind of situation. But I like Utah to be one of those dark horse teams.
I agree with that, too. I talked to their radio guys yesterday, and there is some excitement around them. Devin Dampier is going to be a pretty good quarterback for them. And they didn't have the quarterback correct last year. I know Cam Rising was hurt, and they were bouncing between guys. It just never clicked for them. And they could absolutely bounce back in the Big 12. That's a great call of a team that, maybe not ranked, but should be. I don't know if you guys saw, we did release our 1-136 at Sporting News today. We ranked all 136 teams. It's an impossible task. But I always love the one, I got a text from a friend immediately. It's like, you had Kentucky too low. I was like, come on, man. Come on.
We got to rank all of them.
I rank all of them, and we do the best we can. We have a lot of fun with it.
Real quick, Bill, Texas Tech, are they going to be able to buy themselves into a playoff position?
We're going to find out. I think they're another intriguing team. Baron Morton coming back at quarterback obviously has put a ton of money into the program, which makes that – it feels a little bit like Oklahoma State in the BCS era when they had a couple of those teams that you're like, man, they might actually do it. Right. And they had the bad loss at Iowa State. But certainly keep an eye on him, them. Don't ask me to pick a Big 12 champion. I have no clue. That conference is so wide open and everybody's about the same that it's going to be a lot of fun to figure out who wins that conference.
Yeah, Bill, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for the time, as always.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.
Bill Bender there, Sporting News, always great info. And he's right. The Big 12
is
crazy.
It is.
And it was crazy last year, too.
How Arizona State ended up winning, because you had Colorado. They had that bad loss.
Yeah.
You remember Deion came with Lita? Then Iowa State,
BYU was right there. Arizona State won 6 of their 7 one-score games in conference.
Yeah, you want to wait to pick it?
Pick what?
The winner.
Of the Big 12?
Yeah, who you think?
Yeah, let's wait.
All right, wait.
Let's wait. I'm picking Utah.
You gonna pick Utah?
But we can wait.
We can wait.
We don't have to do it right now.
Because I love Utah, but if something always goes wrong.
Guess the last couple
injury.
Years.
It's always an injury.
It's always Cam Rising.
But the thing about it is,
he's 37 years old playing quarterback.
He's been there forever.
Not
That's
anymore.
Why I always seems it was something going wrong.
Medical retirement. He's on the coaching staff on the broadcast or something. I don't know. Okay, so they ranked 1-136, right? So Texas won. Kent State 136.
Yes.
Do you know who? You don't know, but guess who's 135? I would have never known this.
Bowling Green.
Close. They're local. They're a local team.
Oh, really? Georgia State?
Mm-mm.
Kansas State?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
They got the Owls 135.
Okay.
The disrespect.
The disrespect.
Bill Bender and his Sporting News cronies sleeping on the Owls. That's going on the bulletin board. I can guarantee it. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Did I?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did I do that? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy, Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get back and do a little bit of Falcons conversation as they have an off day today after joint practice the last couple of days. Preseason game number 2 tomorrow night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium against the Tennessee Titans. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us at 1:20 as well. He will, of course, be in the building tomorrow night covering the game for the Falcons as he is our Falcons insider. And then we're an hour away from an AMA. We'll get to the back page with Bo in just a minute.
No, wait for it. Wait for it. It starts.
Yeah, just week one.
Wait, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, I was making sure. I was like, are you going to be down there this week?
No, I think because you've asked that before, yeah. And I asked the same thing when we were talking about doing it, because I think when you and I did Wade Ford, we did preseason
because I thought y'all were going to get a test run.
Yeah.
Or maybe a test run or something like
that. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I just
I mean, if we're saying the starters need reps in preseason, me and Joe probably could use some too.
Because I haven't been down there since I stopped doing it, and so I'm curious, like, because we're not in the smooth lot no more.
Different.
We moved.
Yes.
Right?
I don't know where 100%.
Okay.
So I don't want to – I think I know, but I'm not 100% sure. I can verify before the end of the show.
Okay.
But it seems like – and that was really fun being in that lot.
Yeah.
Like tailgating in the lot. And obviously Wade Ford had their bus set up and Steve and that whole thing was really, really cool. And then the last year that I did it, V103 had a setup down.
Remember
there
that,
too.
That
thing was crazy.
That thing was like – I was like, I'll sit out here.
Yeah. It was like it was like one of those like train – compartment things that they like, I don't even, what do you call that? Like a big carrier on a train or a semi truck. But then it opened up and it was like a lounge.
Yeah.
It was sponsored by Hennessy or something like that.
That thing was
the Hennessy lounge popped out and here's Big Tigger with a microphone. It was amazing.
That thing was nice.
It was really nice.
That was not, but yeah, okay. So I was curious if you and Joe P were going to do.
Not
like
there.
The
it's going to be live. The home games are going to be live, like on site.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know. And then the road games will be from here.
Yeah, but that should be fun. That should be a lot of fun, man.
It's gonna be good.
Should be a lot of fun.
It's gonna be good.
Yeah, I mean, but everything's coming back. Like I said, we talked already. Sam's coming back this weekend. Sam Crenshaw.
Yeah. The high school scoreboard show.
And obviously, we got Abe and them doing college football on Saturday.
Yeah,
we got
right.
Falcons. I mean, it's just
4 hours.
It is that 4 hours of Abe?
Well, no. Abe does 2.
Oh yeah.
Abe and Fricky do 2, and then Goforth and. and somebody else.
Garrett,
dude, too.
So, okay, as long as my main man Chris ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
All right, as long as my main man Chris there.
Yeah, when you guys did it, it was three, right?
Yes, three of us, yes.
God, that was a good show.
Yeah, it was.
It was 3 hours or four?
Four.
4 hours.
Yeah, man.
That was a good show.
It was better than when we used to have to go for 12 to 3. Y'all remember that? We were doing that show.
Like during the games?
During the games.
Yeah, we're going to talk college football. Please don't change the station or go watch TV. We know the game's just started. Yeah. Hey, I do want to let you know, Sports Talk on 92.9 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
It can't count on much.
Oh, that's a tough one, man. Like, I don't know. I feel pretty accountable.
I think so.
You're a pretty accountable guy.
I think so, right?
Yeah, you can still count on some stuff.
Damn.
In times
Damn.
Like these,
times like this,
we turn to Paramount Plus.
Hell all right, yeah.
Let's get to the back page with Bo.
Damn. Bring him out.
Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
We all know training camp brings about lots of fights, not just in Flowery Branch, but all over the NFL. One said fight over the weekend involved Xavier Leggett as he got ejected from a preseason game for fighting with the Browns. Here's Xavier apologizing to his fans.
Oh, man, it was just something that I shouldn't have did. And that ain't supposed to happen in a football game. So I feel like I owe the fans an apology. No, I wasn't in disbelief. I knew what was going on. But it ain't supposed to happen. He ain't say nothing. Oh, we ain't had no exchange of words. It was just, well, how? Yeah.
No exchange of words. We just went at it.
So that one, because the Penix one started with the, you know, called female dog.
Yes.
Words you can't say.
Yes.
Leggett said it was just body language.
I don't know what happened. Like that. But I'm telling you, the funny thing, like, when I saw the fight between what he was talking about, I was like, why did, like, he didn't start it. Leggett didn't start the fight, but the other dude did. But
he threw a punch, though. That's why.
But that's why. Yeah. But he was more the second guy got caught. And that's why. But, yeah, I mean.
You just looked at him funny?
Hey, dog, let me tell you something, man. Looks and words, it just depends.
Oh, sure. No,
it all depends.
I think everybody understands, because, like, a fight look.
Yeah, fight look. That's why I say I'm going to go first because I don't know how good my chin is. So I'm swinging first, and then we'll ask questions later. But, yeah, you know that.
What if somebody just has resting fight face?
Some people do.
And then you punched them.
But I bet that's not the first time that's ever happened to him.
It's more to it. But I'm just talking about, like, that look, that up and down look. Like,
right, yeah. Right, you size me up.
You remember Bernie Mac?
Between a wide receiver and a DB.
Yeah, y'all remember what Bernie Mac said? So I got ready. I know what that look means.
It's one of the best bits in the history of stand-up
life,
comedy.
Man.
God, it's good.
Speaking of people wanting to fight people, y'all think that longtime Cowboys fan Denzel Washington wants to fight Jerry Jones? It kind of sounds like he might.
I didn't know Denzel was a Cowboys
fan.
Cowboys fan
either.
How disappointing.
Denzel talking with Stephen A.
I've been a Cowboy fan since the 60s. Okay. He's making it hard for me. Not to be a fan, because I'm still a Cowboy fan. I'm still going to have the star on the side of the hat. But he ain't thinking about us. Yeah. He's thinking about his pocket.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, uh-oh, says it all.
Get Jerry Jones on the phone.
Get him on the phone. What does he say? You tell me. What does he say?
He says that
he's getting rich.
My Cowboys, we're the most successful brand in sports. You know,
you mean in terms of what, championship?
No, of course he can't say championship. What's he talking about? He's talking about recognition, notoriety, dollars and cents.
In sports?
I said, but in the end.
More than the Yankees?
You haven't been in an NFC championship game or a Super Bowl in 30 years. 30 years, okay? And for some reason, he's just stubborn, man. And then you got his son sitting there talking about Michael Parsons like, hey, he got to want to sign the contract. What? Makes no sense, guys. But you know this.
There's box office.
And then what?
And there's Oscars. Jerry. Been a while, huh? You ain't been to the show. You wouldn't know.
It's been a minute.
I love, though, that Denzel Washington fans like a fan, too.
Yes.
He's not worried about us.
But I love
it so much.
But it's so funny because he was on this press tour. So we did all the news. And then the article that came out yesterday and the quote talking about the show he was just on. talking about sports cat, basically those people, the Stephen A's and everybody about there.
What did he say?
Basically, they're a bunch of loud damn mouths that don't know nothing about sports. And now you were just on his man's show.
He didn't say it on their show.
No, he said it on there.
He left and went
he
said
left
somewhere
and went
else.
Said somewhere else. And I was like, weren't you just on the show with old boy?
Yeah, they were fine when he was trying to promote the movie or whatever.
Yeah,
that's really funny.
That was pretty funny.
That is really funny. I just like that even like, I don't know, there's just certain people. For me, I like think of them as like, obviously, he's just a man.
Yes.
He's just a man who puts his pants on one leg at a time like the rest of us. But there's also a certain level of prestige and aura and all that stuff. I just like that Denzel Washington also just fans out hard like everybody else does.
But it's different. I don't get starstruck three times. And when I saw that man, I was like.
He got that aura about him, don't he?
Yeah, dog.
Who are the other two? Denzel,
Michael Jordan, and for some reason, Will Smith.
I mean, now who he is.
Yes. But when I was like.
When was it?
My first year in Miami.
Okay. So like 2002,
yeah,
Will
I was
Smith.
Like, whoa.
He was one of the biggest stars in the world at that point.
But then
you were
22?
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. The Will Smith one comes with an asterisk.
Yeah, it does. Like now.
It was 2002.
Yeah, I was young then. I was like a young kid. He was like my first ever like seeing a movie star.
Yeah.
Ever.
And again, like that was still you're right in the you're like the tail end of the
that was like jiggy with it.
I know. But there's still the movies though are still.
Yeah, he's still doing some good movies.
Yeah, you're still like Men in Black, Independence Day. I don't know, Ali probably was right around there. Yeah. Like that was peak movie star Will Smith. I understand.
So here's one that Falcons fans are sure to love. Here is Ocho and Shay talking about Spencer Rattler.
He played bad at times, but at times he showed flashes of what he can do. The standard has to be the standard of consistency. He hasn't found that yet, but I think Spencer Rattler is the answer for them, and it's unfortunate.
For me, Spencer Rattler's style of play will eventually get him cut and a coach fired.
Ow.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I mean, that's the – truth.
That's the damn truth.
Is Chad Ochocinco buddies with him or something? What was that about?
Chad, we say he's improved, but unfortunately, that may be the answer.
As soon as someone starts saying, when they're having a normal conversation, and then someone says a football cliche,
they're full of it.
You know, the standard has to be the standard.
Yeah, man.
All right,
but no,
thanks.
I mean, you look at, like, it's crazy because think about the last two coaches that have been fired here. Like, especially the last one that was fired here. He put his faith in Desmond Ridder.
Yep.
He put his job in Desmond Ridder's hands. I know we talk about Uno, Nuno, but you said that this man right here with no damn competition as a third-round pick was your guy.
That's why we made fun of the Uno, Nuno thing the whole time. Yes. It was like, no offense, you want to coach with confidence, but like you need to also have high-level talent at the most important positions. Like
I knew – they were never going to get Lamar Jackson. But to be as adamant as you were.
Arrogant
as hell about it.
Yes. They laughed at us like we were stupid.
Yes.
For even suggesting that they might try just a, I don't know, a competition.
The arrogance.
Just a competition.
The damn arrogance.
You don't. I've said this before. I'll say it again. And I think he's probably moved away from it, Arthur Smith, from what's happened the last handful of years. The worst thing that happened to him going into being a head coach was what he got from Ryan Tannehill.
Yes.
He was convinced he could make the most out of anybody.
Uno, Nuno.
Which, again, is good. You want confidence, but it was just like, are you sure? Mariota? All right.
And while Spencer Rattler is being talked about by Ocho and Shay, here's Michael Penix watering flowers.
Water, water. H2O. Spray.
What the hell?
See you over there.
Are you?
Gotta look after my flowers.
No, I mean.
Oh, these? These are pretty light.
Bam, bam, bam.
Can you take three wild guesses as to what he is selling in this brand new commercial?
I have no clue.
I'm going to guess like water-resistant do-rags.
That's a good question. That's a good
one. It's actually an Adidas commercial.
Oh, okay.
So there's his neighbor.
These are pretty light, you know?
Yeah, he's watering his flowers. His neighbor looks over at him, and he's actually floating in air because the shoes are so light.
Oh,
so.
The shoes.
Nice. Okay. Michael got his own shoe?
Yeah. There were some red Addy Zeros it looked like, I think.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, are they just – they're just Falcons colors or they're
well,
specifically –
Well, the ones he had on were Falcons colors. I'm not 100% sure if it's his own shoe. I would imagine it probably
That'd
is.
That'd be pretty
That'd
cool.
That'd be pretty cool right there. Get your own damn cleat. And
I mean, hasn't even played.
I mean, there's –
Hasn't even played yet.
I know he ain't played yet, but I mean, it's called an investment, Andy.
No, look. Trust me. I'm into it.
Yeah. Michael Penix ones. MP
ones. The Penix ones.
The Penix ones.
Oh, I'm looking at the commercial now. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. The Michael Penix ones.
Oh, those, yeah, those are cool. Those look nice. I think those might just be their main, football cleat, just in red and black. I don't know if it's like
I'm trying to think like what Adidas, because there's a lot, there's more than you think as far as football. Does any of them have their own shoe or all of them? Like, I'm sure they got a custom shoe that they make for each player.
Sure.
But is it in, is there,
but like how Trey
shoe?
Had his signature Adidas.
Yes.
Or Dame had his signature Adidas. I don't know. I don't know that there's any.
I think Micah Parsons is an Adidas guy.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, I think Micah Parsons is.
And then how many NFL guys on Nike right now have their own signature shoe?
Only one that had the big contract was Odell. You remember that?
Uh-huh.
When Odell signed that big contract with Nike. But most guys are Jordan guys.
Right.
And they don't have their own Jordan
shoe. And it's just like a Jordan 12 football cleat, which is cool looking.
Yes.
But like, back in the day, like, Nike had its own line of football guys. Like, the Barry Sanders Nikes were cool. Yes. Obviously, the Deion ones were amazing. The Mike Vick ones were good.
Yes. Oh, man, it was so cold.
They should get back to that.
Oh, them damn Mike Vicks was dope.
They were great. Nike even had good baseball. Like the Griffies that were good.
It was one more. Big Hurts was Reebok.
The Big Hurts Reeboks, those were cool, though, too. Yeah. On a budget.
Notice I know about everything about Reebok and budgets.
Yeah. They had a little strap. Yeah, man. Had the Big Hurt on the back.
Yeah, between that and them damn Converse React Juice, baby.
Oh, man, I always wanted
to. Lay off me.
Still jealous you got those and I didn't. I have to find those online. The Larry Johnson Grandma Ma's. All right, we'll come back, get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.